This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A collaboration between CU Anschutz and the VA found veterans with chronic illness benefited significantly when able to meet with providers using telehealth. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Researchers put veterans whose quality of life was hit hard by chronic illness in touch virtually with nurses and social workers. That was in addition to other health services they were already getting. Trial participants with heart and lung diseases reported improvements in depression, anxiety, and quality of life, and the results lasted for months. Dr. David Beckelman, professor at CU School of Medicine, is the study's lead author.
So we found actually meaningful changes on all of these measures that were significant.
The study is published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Leaders of top social media companies were in Washington, D.C. to face questions about the safety of children online. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on one Colorado mother who was in the audience and the tragic passing of her daughter, Anna.
It wasn't until after Anna's death that Lori Schott learned the extent to which social media, like Instagram, had eroded her daughter's mental well-being.
When you look at what she was interested in that platform, it was horses and dogs and humane society. What were they feeding her? Anxiety and depression and pro-suicide.
Schott wants to see social media companies' feet held to the fire. She's urging Congress to pass bills that would protect kids online, from increased regulations to holding social media companies liable for the harm they're causing. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Another mild afternoon for the Front Range in Plains, with highs in the upper 50s and low 60s in Denver, Boulder, and Colorado Springs. A winter storm watch for the North Central Mountains begins tomorrow afternoon with 10 to 20 inches of snow possible. This is CPR News and KRCC.